presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice. Bound on a cruise around the world aboard the Clara M, last of the Clipper ships, Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen find themselves surrounded by many strange and baffling dangers. Several problems and mysterious riddles revolve in the mind of Clark Kent, but for the moment he has forgotten them because of a new peril which threatens Captain Hawkins. During a tremendous storm which still threatens the Clara M, Captain Hawkins was badly injured and now lies at the point of death. With no doctor aboard the Clara M and no chance of reaching one in time to save the captain, his condition is desperate indeed. But as our last episode ended, Clark Kent had an idea. An idea which... But wait. Our scene is now the radio room of the Clara M. Four seamen, with Kent at their head, are carrying in the unconscious form of Captain Hawkins. Listen.
You! Clear that table off quickly.
Never mind. I'll do it. Jim Lyon, lend a hand here.
Hi, Mr. Barnaby.
What are you planning to do, Mr. Kent?
No time to explain, Barnaby. Oh, where's the wireless operator?
Here, sir.
Oh. Get in touch with that South American liner bound for Caracas. Find out if there's a doctor aboard.
Aye, aye.
Long me down if he's planning to do what I think he...
Barnaby!
Huh?
Where are the medical stores kept?
In the captain's cabin.
Oh. You there.
Aye, sir.
Get down to his cabin and bring up all the bandages you can find. Also, iodine and mercurochrome, and see if there's any sort of anesthetic.
Sure, now I'm willing to help you, sir, if I could only understand you. Now, what was it you'd be wanting again? All those long names, you see.
Jim, you know what I want. Go down with this man and see if you can find him.
Right, Mr. Kent. How about instruments?
Well, there must be a few scalpels and that sort of thing. Bring everything you can find.
Aye, aye, sir. Okay, mister, you better come with me.
Mr. Kent, I'll thank you to answer one question for me.
Yes, what is it, Barnaby?
Just what is it you're up to? What are you going to do?
Wait a minute. There's an answer from the other ship. Sparks! Is there a doctor on board?
No, I haven't said yet, sir. I'll ask again.
You haven't answered my question, Mr. Kent. What is it you're planning to do?
With the assistance of that doctor on the other ship, if there is one, I'm going to operate on Captain Hawkins.
You're what?
You heard me.
Are you out of your mind?
I don't think so.
You can't operate.
Barnaby, I've got to. It's our only chance. Now, come along. Help me get these clothes off him. Just take hold of... What's wrong with you, Barnaby? Why are you looking at me that way?
I don't like it, that's what.
Don't be a fool, Barnaby. Hawkins won't last if we don't do something. You think I'm anxious for this? It's the only chance we've got for saving him, and I've got to take it.
That liner, the San Jose, is heading for us now. She'll reach us in 4 hours.
Oh, he won't last that long.
How do you know?
For heaven's sake, Barnaby, look at him. Feel his pulse.
I'm no doctor, neither are you. Lay one hand on him, Mr. Kent, and I...
And what?
And you'll pay for it.
We got the stuff, Mr. Kent. Bandages, iodine, ether, and scalpels.
Ether? Oh, that'll be a great help.
There was a bottle of it in the medical chest.
Excuse me, sir. There's a doctor on the San Jose. He's standing by.
Oh, good. Here, you, sailor. Take this iodine and swab the captain's chest with it.
Aye, sir.
I'll help, Mr. Kent.
No, no, Jim. You and Barnaby step outside with...
You can't do this. If anything happens to the captain...
Step outside, I said.
San Jose, standing by, sir. Ship doctor ready.
Tell the doctor on the San Jose this. The captain of the Clara M is sinking fast, and we've got to do what we can to save him. Several ribs have been broken, now exerting inward pressure. What shall we do? We are awaiting instructions. Huh? What does he say?
An unusual situation, but understand fully. Can Captain possibly hold out till we reach you?
Tell him no.
He says you must proceed. Good luck. Instructions?
Yes.
Have at hand all gauze available.
We've got it. Go on.
Administer ether with extreme care. Drop by drop.
Right. Sailor, Make a pad of gauze and place it over the captain's nose.
I do.
Barnaby, I told you to step outside. You too, Jimmy.
I'll go. I want no hand in this. Come along, lad. You and me. We'll step outside.
The doctor's message seems complete now, sir.
All right. Read it to me. Slowly.
Yes. I'm glad we're not in there, Mr. Barnaby. I'd rather not watch.
Don't blame you, lad. It's a grave risk Mr. Kent's taken in there. A grave risk.
I sure admire him. You know, it's funny. Mr. Kent seems such a quiet, shy sort, and I've seen him do things that take more nerve.
Yeah, it takes a strange kind of nerve to kill a man.
What are you talking about?
The captain might have a chance if we waited for that liner to reach
he
us.
He wouldn't have the ghost of a chance, and you know it. Kent's doing what he thinks is right. I only hope he's successful at it.
He'd better be, that's all I say. If the captain don't pull through, I'll be master of the ship. Then you'll find Mr. Kent will pay for what he's about.
Captain will pull through. He's got to. Asha, I can't let myself think of what's going on there, on that table.
Me neither. Did I ever tell you the story, lad, of how I lost me leg?
No. Not the real story, anyway.
Well, it was like this. I had shipped as first mate aboard the Gloucester, a fishing schooner bound for the Great Banks off Nova Scotia. True story of how old Teak Barnaby lost his leg off the Grand Fishing Banks of Nova Scotia. Shortly after that, you're not listening.
Huh? Oh, I haven't heard anything from inside there for a long time.
Hey, you're right. I ain't heard no radio messages flying back and forth from ship to ship in some time myself. Well, I guess it's like I said, Kent.
Mr. Kent, gosh, you look...
It's all over, Jim.
You mean...
Captain Hawkins will live. At least until that liner reaches us.
Holy mackerel. Gee, that's swell. That's swell, Mr. Kent.
Yes, I'm glad, too. The sound of things, the storm's let up a bit, too. We better go on deck and check things over, Barnaby.
Aye, sir. I'd like to say I was wrong, sir. I'm fair sorry I got in your way and instead of helping you.
That's all right, Barnaby. I understand.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. I'll go on the deck now.
You look pretty tired, Mr. Kent.
I am, Jim.
Well, you've got nothing to worry about now, so you can get to bed and get some rest. Captain Hawkins will probably be okay, and the storm's over, and... What is it, Mr. Kent? Why do you look so funny?
Storm's over, Jimmy. I've got a feeling it's only just begun.
And Clark Kent's powers of intuition are right as always. For at this very same moment, in the forecastle of the Clara M, trouble is indeed brewing. Listen. Then we've all got our necks in our noose for fire.
Wait a minute now, Davy. Wait a minute. I don't follow your meaning.
Don't take my meaning, eh? Well, listen to me, all of you. There's a South American liner, the San Jose, steaming for us right now, ain't there? What's going to happen when the captain of that liner sees us, eh? He's going to recognize us, that's what. Recognize every man jack of us, he will.
How you be sure of that, liner?
I ain't sure. But I ain't for taking chances neither, I ain't. Every one of us on this here ship is wanted by the maritime authorities. Irish there jumped ship in Montevideo, didn't they? What about you, sweet, eh? You bashed in the skull of the second mate aboard a tanker 3 months ago. What'll happen when the authorities get their hands on you, I'd like to know. We've all got our necks and noses, and I ain't one for letting them tighten it. Let's take this ship, I says. Sail her where we want to sail her before that liner comes alongside us.
By the saints, lady, we can't do it. It's working for Teak Barnaby, we are. It's his money we're taking. And there's nothing we can do till we talk to him about it.
Talk to Barnaby? What for? We're a hunted crew and a haunted ship, so we are.
You've all heard the whistler whistling away in the dead hours of the night. It means death, that whistle, don't it? And what happens? The anchor goes overboard. Captain Hawkins is bad hurt. And Barnaby yourself is almost killed. We'll all go the same way. The captain aboard that South America liner don't get us the whistler well.
You're for taking the ship, then. Here and now.
I am that. Let's take her, says I. Sail her off somewhere, so we'll be safe. And then burn her. We'll leave no evidence, we won't, for the authorities to find us.
Instead of Clark Kent and Pete Barnaby, they'll try to stop it.
Aye, that they will, but they won't get far. This'll silence him in no time, it will.
Glory beat, it's a carving knife he's got in his hand.
Aye, a carving knife, lad, straight from the galley and well sharpened. Now then, lad, you take your choice. You stay here on this haunted ship and let the whistler kill you all in turn, or you follow me, here and now. What'll it be?
It's me senses will be following you, Amy.
By getting me, too.
Then come on, lad. We'll take this ship and sail it to freedom. Aye, and we'll slit the throat of him as would stand in our way. Follow me, lad.
With Clark Kent asleep in his cabin, what will happen? Will the men, headed by Limey, take over the Clara M? And what of the whistler? What is the answer to the riddle of the mysterious whistling in the dead of night? Be sure to hear the next thrilling episode of our mystery story with Superman.
Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.